It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request, or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word PRAY to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. My grandson, Ethan, is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is our beautiful sister in Christ, Miss Melanie Randall. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing great. Yes, I am.
Amen. It's been a while since we've seen you.
Yes.
I'm so glad you're here today.
Amen.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can send it to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to our text line, 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our Facebook sponsor for today is Barbara Dyson Ford Lincoln, located here in Elk City, Oklahoma. If you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, I want to encourage you to reach out to Barbara Dyson Ford Lincoln here in Elk City. They can find you what you're looking for. I think I covered it all, Miss Melanie. Would you please pray to start us out this morning?
Father God, we thank you for blessing us, Lord, to be able to sit back into this seat and be able to come and to share this morning, Lord, with your people about your word and about what you are speaking unto us in this season. And but first of all, God, I also pray too for Neva, Lord, as she makes her way on over here, Lord. And thank you for the accident not being any worse than it was. So I just pray that you would let the peace of God rule in her heart and in her spirit, God, that she would be calm and not to be anxious about anything, Lord. And so we just thank you. We praise you for the word that is going to go forth. Thank you for those that are listening. Thank you for it falling on good ground to bring forth much fruit for the kingdom of God. We give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I like your title this morning, Red Light, Green Light, and Proceed with Caution.
Amen. I've been gone about 5 weeks, and I went to Tennessee to help my parents out, specifically my mother. And she had had some health issues, and she is doing better for those that, you know, are concerned, wanting to know. And I thank God for that. And I tell you what, God has been really gracious in our trip. We were almost involved in an accident ourselves going. It was a real downpour of rain. And a car came from the left side of us, hydroplaned right in front of us. And my brother was going like 50 miles an hour. And he had slowed down way before this took place. And I had my head down. And when I raised up, I just saw the car bouncing off into the ditch. And I thought, oh, my. You know, I just thank God, because that could have been a real bad situation in that type of weather. My brother said he knew he was not going to hit his brakes, because that he didn't want to cause a worse situation, you know. So I just thank God how he blessed in the trip. And, God had various assignments for me to, you know, to be on while I was gone. Of course, my mother was the main one, but God always has other assignments for you, in that. But I'm not going to share all of that right now, because I got a message that I got to get over to you. And the message is, red light, green light, proceed with caution. We are in a nation that we must recognize where we need to stop with some things that's going on. We need to recognize where we need to proceed and go with some things. And sometimes we need to just, be cautious and yield, in some situations. And so green light means safe to proceed, yellow caution and yield, red light, and this is in a natural traffic signal, means danger and stop. And some of us, we're so quick to just to get on the road and get on about our business. And I had an incident that happened to me one time, Monica. I was at the stop sign, and I had sat there and waited for whoever to go, whatever. So it was my time to go, and I get ready to pull out. And here this car pulls out in front of me, and then they give me the middle finger like I'm in the wrong, And I'm thinking, how foolish can you be? You're the one that's in the wrong. I just let everybody, take their time and what they had to do. And now you still think you get to have another, chance to get out before I get out. And but sometimes you just have to, you have to let the peace of God rule, as the scriptures say, rule and reign in your heart. And let people just do what they do, because they just, as God let me know here a while back, they're just acting by another spirit. They're not acting, in their own, right mind. They're acting by another spirit. Let's go to 1 Kings 18 and 21. 1 Kings. And this is dealing with Elijah on the Mount Carmel. And it says, and Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people answered him not a word. If the Lord be God, then follow him. But if Baal be God, then follow him. He's getting ready to give the people a clear-cut choice to make. And in order for them to make the choice, they're going to have to see who really is God. Mm-hmm. And this is where we are in this nation. People are really needing to know who God is. Mm-hmm. And until they see a clear-cut dividing line, if you will, a clear-cut choice as to who God is, they won't be able to make a rightful decision. And so I feel like this is the day and time that the body of Christ needs to step front and center and say, we're gonna step forth and show you who God really is. And so why did I read this passage, today, this morning? It's because this is a stoplight time. This was a stoplight time for Elijah, for the children of, at this time, for the nation at that time, to see which way they were going to go. We're at a stoplight time in our nation. People need to know, which way you're going to go, who you're going to follow, who are you going to listen to. So, and it reminds me of another question where Joshua asked the same question in Joshua 24 and 15. He asked the people to decide which God they would serve as well. And the people responded, there it says, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. We will also serve the Lord, for he is our God. Now, that was the answer the people gave there. And, of course, they did follow him, to an extent, until they got off track. But we have to recognize who God is. What is he to us? What is he in our lives? Does he really matter in our lives? And until we get those particular questions answered, we're going to be halted between two opinions. And I use that word halt. I know in my Bible, I got New King James Version. It says a falter between two opinions. But In the King James, it speaks of halted between two opinions. And the word in that translation means limping back and forth between two train of thoughts. How long are we going to limp back and forth between two train of thoughts? I want you to really get this in your mindset, because we're going to have to stop halting back between two sets of thoughts, ways here. I dare say we have been halting between opinions in our world today. And so we need to have a stoplight here. We're not stopping to smell the roses. We're not stopping for a station identification, but we're stopping for a clarification of some things. Now, I want you to listen now. I want the people out there, I really want you to get this. Now, think about this. If you have a gender reveal party and you find out that the baby is a female, shouldn't that baby at the homegoing celebration that has become an adult or whatever, shouldn't that baby yet be a female? I'm talking about being halted between two opinions now. If you have a gender reveal party and the baby's a female, shouldn't that same individual at the homegoing celebration be a female? Just think about it. If it's vehicular manslaughter, when the unborn's life is taken in a car accident, why is it called abortion when this precious life is ended on purpose for any other reason than an accident? I'm giving you some things to think about. My son told me when I share some of this, he's oh, they're not going to like you. Well, you know, it's time for the body of Christ to stand. It's time for us to stand for what God is standing for. Now, if we have women's sports, and if biological males are participating in women's sports, why do we have women's sports then? Why is there women's sports if you're going to have a biological male participating in women's sports? What's the purpose of Boys and Girl Scouts if either boys or girls can be a part of either? Think about it. What's the purpose of having a Boys or Girl Scouts? Why not just have scouts, you know? What's the point? Now, this is the kicker right here. What's the point of saying you're a Christian when you know in your heart and others around you can see you're not following the way of Christ, but you're living in deception, the pattern of the world? Now, that's the whole crux of the matter, Sister Monica. And I want you all to realize, as the body of Christ, we've got to come out. We got to have a coming out party and say, this is where we stand, because this is where the word of God stands. And I don't care how archaic you may think the word of God is, it's relative for yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I believe they said about 1/3 of it is prophetic. And so it's futuristic. It's not archaic. There's some things that's happening now that's leading to some things that's going to happen on in the future. And so we got to understand that we have to take a stand. We've got to get a stoplight time period and say, wait a minute, who am I going to serve? Am I going to serve man for what his own thoughts are? Or am I going to serve God? Genesis 1 and 27, it says that God created them. He made them male and female. He didn't give no other genders. And by the way, all these other genders just came up, you know, people just making up stuff. It's amazing to me, you know, how people can just make up words, you know, and they become accepted and they get into the Webster's Dictionary, you know, after a certain period of time, after so many people use it. You can just make up words nowadays and they just become, you know, known as a word, you know, in the dictionary way years on down the road or whatever. And so this is the way people are doing with their lives. They're rejecting the word of God and making up their own scenario of what they want to do. And it's not about reproductive rights, because reproductive means just that. It means reproduction. Ain't nobody trying to reproduce. They trying to take a life. It just gets me the terminology people use, and they're not really trying to go there with what they're talking about. You're not talking about reproducing anything. You're talking about taking a life. And I just want to let you know, and if you have had an abortion, God forgives you.
Come on.
And those babies are awaiting you in heaven. And so you don't have to grieve for the rest of your life, because they are well taken care of by God. And you can be there with them if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And so, you know, let's not be halted between two opinions. There is a street called Straight Street. And I'm going to another passage of scripture now. And this deals with Saul on the road to Damascus. There is a street called Straight Street. And in his day and time, there was an actual physical street called Straight Street. We may not see it on a physical pole, but it's between Salvation Place and an Eternity Road, if you will.
Come on.
Yeah. Believe it or not, you may not see a sign say Straight Street anywhere. Just like I took a picture of a street in Alta saying, no name. No name. You know, I can imagine somebody trying to address their thing and putting no name, you know, and send it off. But there is a straight street. Saul thought he was doing God's business. Yet he was on the wrong road, going the wrong way, after the wrong cause. And see, this is where we are today in our nation. People are thinking they're doing God's will. But it's not God's will, because all you have to do is read the word of God. And the enemy has people in a delusion. This is my word for this year, delusion, because God already told me at the beginning of this year that if people didn't want to follow his word, they were going to be swept up in a delusion. And so we don't have to wait for the Antichrist to come on the scene for them to be swept up in delusion. People are already being swept up in that way so they can be prepared for when he comes. But anyway, it's a red light time for Saul, if you will. Think about it. He's going about thinking that he's doing God's will to put these Christians in prison and have them killed. And then all of a sudden, he's stopped. He's stopped by the Lord himself when this light hits him. He's about to get some real insight. He thought he was seeing, but he's about to get some real insight now as to who he truly was persecuting. Yes, he was persecuting the people of God, but God let him know, you're actually persecuting Jesus, because you're not receiving what he says you should. So God blinds him physically. Then he comes to him spiritually. And you can find this in the 9th chapter of Acts, as I said, Saul's conversion. It comes out in verse 11. Ananias has as I said, Saul had a stoplight conversion experience. God stopped him of what he was getting ready to do. Sometimes we have to have a stoplight situation happen with us. Sometimes God has to put a stop in what we're doing, even though we think we're doing what we're supposed to do. Sometimes we need to stop and ask God, is this really what you want me to do? Am I really doing kingdom business for you, God?
Come on.
Well, you know, because if I'm not, I need to have a stoplight. I need to go a different way. Now, after he has his stoplight conversion, he is sitting there physically blind. Here's a man named Ananias that comes. God gives him a green light moment, if you will, Ananias. The Lord specifically tells him where to go, and this is where he tells him to go to see Saul, get on Straight Street. I just love that. The God says, get on Straight Street, both physically and spiritually. Go to Straight Street, and you will find this man. Ananias is reluctant because he has heard the reputation about Saul and how he persecuted God's people. So he's reluctant to obey. And so God has to give it to him again. And he has to tell him, He says, I need to go today. I want to read it just as it is, as to how God told Ananias, as he uses specifically the word go. And it's, when I read it and I think about it, it just sets such a powerful image in my mindset. And so the second time God speaks to Ananias in verse 15, he says, but the Lord said to him, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. And so he tells him a second time. Now, I'm stressing the point. You go. I told you already to go. Now, I'm stressing it now that you go. Sometimes we get reluctant about what God tells us to do. And he may give you a second opportunity. He may not. Here he does with Ananias. And so if God gives you that other opportunity, you need to know that, okay, the emphasis has been put there. This is really what I need to do. I need to stop in my tracks, what I'm doing right now, and go. Take the green light to Straight Street and do what God, is calling me to do. There is another time when Saul has now become Brother Paul now. He's accepted the challenge to live for God. And this is in Acts chapter 16. This is another stoplight that was put before him. Acts 16. And I want to start at verse 6. And it says, now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord called us to preach the gospel to them. Sometimes because we are in ministry work and we feel like we're doing what God called us to do, and we make our plans, we make our agenda, we make our speaking engagements, whatever it is we do, and we just go full force, full steam ahead and do that. But there's some times where God has to rearrange our schedule. There's sometimes that something comes up that has to take priority over our priority. Come on. See, God has a priority that supersedes what we think we got to do. And so here in this place where they were wanting to go to Bithynia, but it says they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit. Why? Because there's a more pressing place that they need to be. And we've got to decide what is more pressing for us to do. Is it more pressing to do what we want to do? Or is it more pressing to do what God has on the agenda to do? See, here's a man standing in a vision saying, come to Macedonia. We need help. And so when they see that, they knew then, when the Spirit has forbidden them not to go where they thought they were going to go, there must be a place for us to go. Yes, there is. And so when they were shown this vision, they knew where they needed to go. The Bible lets us know that God instructs us in the night season, in dreams and in visions. Mm-hmm. And so unless you dreaming about, crazy stuff, clowns running around and pink elephants or whatever, God will instruct you. He will tell you specific thing. God has instructed me about my kids. God has instructed me about natural things. I mean, just simple natural things. And so he'll give you those type of instructions if you want to please God, if you really want to hear from God, he'll show you. He'll show you. And so here we go with the red light given to Paul. No, not go there, but the green light's coming. We're going to Macedonia. And they heed the call to go to Macedonia. I want you to think about the word go. The word go is stated in 45 chapters of the Bible and 32 books. And it is mentioned, it appears 1,542 times in the Bible. Is there more than the word stop? It's more than the word slow down. And so reason why I'm sharing that is that God will give you ample opportunity in going. He will tell you to go some places. And if you are lined up with his word, it'll be more so about you going than you stopping, you know. And so we have to get ourselves in line with what God desires. Is this a good time to see what's going on prayer-wise?